Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Flapping Gaps show.
Yes, it is Flapping Gaps.
Just me and you, and you and I have a certain dynamic when it's just me and you.
Yep, we sure do.
So, hello.
Do you like it?
I do.
Or does it make you uncomfortable?
Well, you make me uncomfortable right. Just as a person.
That's what I mean.
And knowing the real you.
It's frightening.
That even makes it more frightening. Exactly. Doesn't make it more uncomfortable. It makes it more frightening how much of a charlatan you are, how deep and dirty you really, really are, and how
twisted.
you try to play goody girl, but really you're a baddie girl.
Okay. It's like you're writing a script or something.
You've rolled around trying to be a goody, but really you're a baddie.
I'm a baddie. All right, well, this baddie needs to call her daddy because my dad has to go to work soon.
This baddie needs to call her daddy because her daddy has to go teach the finest children in the history we have. I don't think I'm supposed to even say that he's a school teacher, am I?
I don't think he cares. He's not going to be one for long.
Why wouldn't he retire? Is he qualified? Is he over 62?
Oh, yeah. He's almost 68.
Oh, he might take the money and run, Phil. Jesus.
You talk to him about it.
Hello?
You're live on the air, Mr. Philip JPP 123.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, Mr. Bubba?
I'm doing good, Philip. Are you getting ready to go to school?
I'm at school already. I'm starting in about 18 minutes.
Really? Like, so do you teach? I'm not going to mention any, Anna's dad could live in Oakland for all we know, right, Anna?
Right.
And we're not going to say which municipality he teaches for, but like what grades, Philip?
High school.
High school.
12.
So the worst of the kids.
No, middle school's worse.
No. Well, Phil, you know, what's worse, middle school or high school?
Middle school's much worse.
Really?
Yeah, because those kids, they don't have any filters. And high school kids are slightly more mature, but the middle school kids are really, they can be really cruel.
They're like wild animals. They're wild animals.
can you
reason with, do these kids talk back nowadays? Or like, like back when I was growing up, Phil, you know, my teacher would actually yoke me the fuck up. Like they'd put their hands on you.
I got hit many times, but I grew up in South Africa. We got caned.
My dad said he put books in his pants.
Yeah, so when that was an ongoing way to stop getting your ass whipped.
How could they not tell?
Enjoy it, actually. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, Phil, why don't you just retire and live the good life on the beach, fucking Oakland, having a good time?
It's actually pretty easy now because they put us with the regular teachers, and the kids are much easier when they're with the other kids in the class.
Are there really legitimately some kids that really want to learn the bullshit, or they do?
There's a few. About out of about 100, about 3.
There's about 3 that really go, Mr. Hummel, there's 3% that will come up to you and say, Mr. Hummel, you know, I don't quite understand what you were talking about. Can you tell me a little bit different? And then there's 97 that just walk the fuck out of the class and be like, I'm glad class is over.
It's not that black and white. It's like,
more Mexican.
The thing is, what I like about the kids, I can talk to them. They tell me about their lives. It's really interesting. Some of their lives are like really difficult. So I try to help them. You know, we got a thing called the Wellness Center where they go and they help them with food and money. And there's some kids and have no parents. And So I try to understand their lives.
Do you think that you're noted as being one of the cool teachers? Because like there's some not mentioning any names, but are like there's some Absolutely. Teachers are a little bit uptight, and you're like, God, that bitch is uptight.
A lot of them are. I'm not. I'm really open with the kids. I try to listen to them, and you know what? They give you a lot of respect like that. If you really open with them and you listen to them, they like you to listen to them because a lot of adults don't listen to them, and they do like me, and they tell me a lot of stuff. And
so, like, the less judgy and more open you are to their bullshit, the more that they think that you potentially are cool if you just listen to them.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So what does Philip JPK 123 Hummel have in store last weekend, and what are your big plans for this weekend?
This weekend I'm gonna Israel again in the end of March.
Right.
So I got to take some more pictures for you guys.
Now, is Israel cool, Philip? Like, you know, if I went over there, could I pick up, like, you know, like, you know, if the merch crick said, yeah, go over there with Philip and just get some ass. You know, can you get ass over there?
Yeah, Dad, can you get ass?
Yeah. Absolutely. When I went there many years ago, I went there when I was 20, it was much more conservative. Now, the Israelis are so different. It's crazy.
Like, but is it a free country where, like, if I saw an Israeli girl at the bar and I'm like, hey, you want to go back to my apartment?
Absolutely.
And you know, like...
Absolutely. A friend of mine told me that they got, like,
brothels.
Where you can, you know, like, these online things you can hook up just for sex.
Oh. Like Tinder?
Well, now, what do you mean, like these things, like an app kind of deal?
It's an app. They just hook up just to be together and then they never see each other again.
Well, I think we have that, Phil, here in America.
I have the States too. I know.
It's called Tinder.
A little different.
Now, have you when you go over to Israel, are there any of some of the older crickets that are kind of throwing it out to you, Phil? You know, they're like, hey, what's up, big boy? Like, you know.
No, I'm not doing it anymore.
You don't? Now, Phil, I'm going to ask you a very uncomfortable question, so don't get mad at me, okay?
I won't get mad.
No, and this is just totally but is there any chicks, like seniors, like that try to, like, seduce their teachers and try to get you in trouble? Like,
Sure they do. Me less now because I'm older, but definitely there's been teachers that have gotten in trouble.
Like, are there some younger, like 25, 26-year-old dudes that are pretty hot that you think some of the you know, seniors might be not wearing any panties in the front row?
Well, I'm not going to say that, but there is. Of course that happens. It happens everywhere.
Has there been any teacher ever busted at any school you've ever worked at?
Absolutely.
Really?
Like, there's a few teachers. There was the guy who was the sports director. He was 38, was caught with a young girl. They just moved into another school. This was a few years ago. There was
they didn't fire him.
They did the Catholic Church.
They moved him. But that was about 15, maybe 20 years ago. But there was a teacher in a school adjacent to ours. He was the water polo coach, and he was married, good-looking guy, and he was with some girl, and something happened. She got mad at him, and she told on him, and that was and he's in jail.
Wow.
There was another guy who was. That I was at a meeting with, and I knew the guy, and I found out he was molesting kids at his church.
Oh my God!
So that, he's gone.
But now, so Phil, do you being kind of the cool teacher, do you sometimes hear some of the scuttlebutt before maybe like the administrators do, and you might kind of clue them in, be like, listen, I happen to be one of the cool teachers, and this is what some of the kids are talking about right now. We might want to look into this, right?
If you say the teacher, you don't want to say anything, but nothing like that. Things that are like that are kept real secret, I suppose. So things,
like, what about this? What if you found out a guy teacher that worked at your school was doing something, you know, not cool? Would you go up to him and say, hey, listen, Jim, I heard you're doing this, that. You better stop. I'm just telling you.
I don't know.
Or at that point, you've implicated yourself.
It depends on the situation. Depends if it's with something. I don't know. It depends on the situation.
Really, I think in a situation like that, you either tell authorities or you just don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
But if you tell him, then what if that guy has dirt on you and then he starts to fuck with your life?
See, Anna, there, you had a conspiracy up.
If it's with another teacher, something, I won't say anything. But if it's with a kid, and the kid comes and complains to me and stuff, then I have to do something.
Yeah, then
if
you
I don't
got
do
to.
Something and a kid, otherwise, I could, then I can be imprisoned or go to lose my job.
Yeah, they
and
can
everything.
Be like, you knew about this, so yeah. you know, not knowing about it. So, Phil, I mean, what else has been going on for you?
You got the ring.
Oh, he did. He did
the
he,
ring.
Did,
yeah,
you, did you like
I'm
it?
I'm wearing the ring. I'm wearing it everywhere I go now.
Now, do you wear it to class?
Absolutely.
Now, do any of the kids ask what it is?
Sure, they do.
I don't wear it
in the class. I can't. But yeah.
Now, hold on, Anna. That's how big.
Valuable.
And when I go out to cool places like McDonald's. Well, I don't go to McDonald's, but then I wear
a vegan cafe.
Vegan cafe. There you go. Place called Eris. Yeah, there's amazing. Ella went there actually. Remember the vegan place?
Yes, the Eris place was very good.
Yeah.
And so you wear it there, and then somebody will ask. Now, how do you give the whole Bubba spiel? Like, how do you go? Well, you know, how do you explain the ring? How does that go?
Well, I'm actually lying about the ring. But when I go to Israel, I'm going to do it again, but we'll have younger women, so it'll be more interesting.
Yeah, Phil, try to keep it like 25 to 40, okay?
I'll do that. Not the crickets that
want to go out with you, but the crickets that, you know, potentially our listeners might think find are attractive.
I also like the older, confused men as well. Those guys are pretty funny.
Now, what you should tell them, though, listen, Phil, instead of saying it's some stupid radio show, you really need to say it's like a Super Bowl ring, and you were like, your dad owns the San Diego Chargers, and, you know, like, you need to see.
Nobody knows. You talk about when I'm in Israel or in the States?
No, when you're in Israel.
Nobody knows that. They don't watch football. American
I have no
football.
Clue what that is. Most people wouldn't know.
Well, then say soccer. Is soccer big over there?
Yeah, very big.
Say, you know what? I was the head equipment trainer for the Manchester United.
I'll do that when I go there.
And then you'll get far more action. So, Phil, let me ask you a question. One last question before school starts.
Yes.
Can you see how the show has transformed your daughter into being kind of an uptight bitch to being cool now?
Yes.
No, for real. Like, that's just not a quick yes, Phil. Like, can you tell that she's cooler now?
Yeah, she's much cooler. You guys, at the beginning, it was tough for her because you guys were all testing her. But now she feels like she's part of the whole group, and
it's kind of like a fraternity where she was kind of like getting hazed to see if she was going to make it, and now she's part of the group, like she's part of the cool kids club.
Yes, she is.
Plus, let's not, you know, let's.
So you enjoy Jesus. Having her
Bubba!
On the show?
Let's not. Of course, I'm enjoying having her on my show, but it should be a testament as to how talented I am. You know, she's been on other radio shows, and nobody can ever really make her famous like me. And look at me. I've made her famous. She's got her own shirt, and she's now sexually active with Blitz. All
right. Now you're embarrassing her. That's okay.
No, you can't embarrass her. You know
that. She's always been a really good kid when she was little. She was a great kid.
She very cynical, very, very. She's just
that,
got her.
I don't know how that happened. It must be me.
Yeah,
it's not like you're cynical at all.
Now, Anna,
you told me to never trust anybody. I was like six. He's like, never trust anyone and never put anything in writing.
Well, your dad.
He's like, if you want to threaten someone, just tell them secretly and whisper it in their ear, but don't write it down. Don't email yourself.
Your dad's from the old school.
No, what do you mean old school? He was right.
No, I know. I'm saying
you get fucked when you write things down or email it.
That's why Phil still has a job with the school system at 82 years old. Phil, when are you going to wrap it up, buddy? You got more money than you fucking ever would need.
I'm going to wrap it up in another year, I think.
You showed another Anna.
That's what he said last year.
you showed Anna three suitcases full of 100s. Like, what are you like? What the fuck? How much more money do you need, buddy?
I don't know. That's just fun having money. That's all. You know, it's fun having money.
No, I mean, I used to have a lot of money. Now I ain't got shit. But, you know, we're paying the bills and we're having fun nonetheless.
Just enjoy life. That's all, because it goes so freaking fast.
You know, I just lost my stepfather, and it really kind of puts a whole new perspective on.
Well, of course.
On living your best life, regardless of who the fuck cares. Just do your thing and have fun.
That's right.
Now, Phil, do you have a girl, Phil?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Is she going to Israel with you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just asking.
Why are you bringing sand to the beach?
What, Lummy?
What's that?
Oh, Bubba just asked if why are you bringing sand to the beach?
I did not say that. They do these Bubba impersonations sometimes that are pretty stupid. But, Anna, if you keep going there, I'll go to the Blitz and you having sex a lot.
Let's wrap it up here.
About you milking him in Charleston.
let's wrap it up.
So anyway, Phil, I know you're good. I know the
all right,
kid.
Guys. I got to go. Yeah. It was wonderful talking to you for the first time. I think I've spoken to you. And I may come there in June for a couple of days. So
if you do, I expect to be on the radio. We'd love to have you. We'd love to do a show with you.
Yeah,
Anna, you've probably never done a show with your father, have you?
He's done an after show with me before.
Oh, he has. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Well, now
he would love to be in studio with you, I think.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to play, you know, basketball with Will Perdue, or you want to play with Michael Jordan? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Dad, I think my dad gets that reference.
Hey, Phil, good luck on teaching today. You never know when there's a school shooting that's going to break out.
Oh, my God.
So be careful.
I was trained from the past, how to deal with it, but sometimes it's just there's nothing you can do, you know.
Yeah. Well, we hope you make it out alive today, buddy.
Okay. Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
All right, Dad. Love you.
I mean, every day at work, being a teacher, every day is like going to the fucking jungle.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
You don't know if you're gonna make it out alive. You know if little Johnny has a fucking AR-15 in his deal.
Yeah.
They don't. I don't think. Do they metal detect kids?
I don't think it's the standard.
I think maybe some of the inner city places do, but not like where your dad teaches.
I don't know if the inner city places do. I feel like they have the least amount of resources, but I don't know.
Does your dad teach in a fairly affluent part of, Oakland there? Or is it just pretty much, Middle Jones, Willie?
High end of low, but my dad doesn't work where he lives, like, and he did that on purpose,
right?
Which
high
makes
end
sense.
Of, high end of low,
if that makes sense.
It does.
The high end of low, and then that way he never runs into his students because he works like 30 minutes away,
right?
You know, so
that's smart.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I mean, you don't want to be running into them at the grocery store and shit.
Yeah, because when I was growing up, Warsaw was only like like 8,000, 10,000 people.
That's tiny,
and there's only one. There was like maybe 5 elementary schools, but then there was only 1 middle school and 1 high school. And, these teachers had lives and went to dinner and went to movies.
Yeah, you want to run into your students all the fucking time?
I don't think so. But you would. Like, you'd run into, and you'd see your teacher at the bar having a drink, smoking a cigarette. You'd be like, oh, fuck, that's Mr. Bauer smoking a cigarette, talking to a girl.
Right.
But they were just living their life. Like, they should be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But my dad just didn't want any running, so he works pretty far from where he lives.
So that's really, I we could go on and on, but I'm just, I got so much going on.
Yeah.
And I just cannot wait till the middle of February, and I'm done. Oh, Joseph Barnhill, $10.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph Barnhill, from the bottom of your heart.
I convinced Blitz to restart House of Cards with me.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How far?
Just the first episode.
Now, what was his reaction?
He doesn't like the breaking of the fourth wall, which I don't blame him because it's kind of stupid. Like, what's his name? Not Frank. What's his real name? Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey will address the audience. Like, Blitz doesn't like that. And I get it because it's kind of cheesy. It kind of like takes you out of the moment.
Oh, you mean as far as the narration?
Yeah, remember he would like kind of talk to you
right.
as he's walking around and then he would start, addressing person.
That kind of takes, it's awkward at first. Again, I only got through 2 seasons.
Yeah.
It's awkward at first, but then
kind of get
used to it. And then you kind of start like expecting it.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of what I remember from last time. Like, when he first addressed the audience, I was like, oh, God. But then it's kind of like he gives you the inside Iggy on some shit sometimes.
Right,
so it's
and,
cool.
And it kind of makes you have to pay attention because most of the time it's just bullshit. But a lot of the times, it's very much inside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you get, and it gets from being, because we are, as a society, not used to that type of narration or acting, so to speak. It's so non-traditional.
Right. I think that was the point.
That most people have not really experienced a lot of it. And so when you see it for perhaps the first time, and it is called breaking the fourth wall in the industry.
Right.
But so, and it's a technique of acting
where the actor is somewhat a live narrator prior to the event that he's getting ready to act. Am I kind of right on it?
Right.
Yeah. So he'll be like, hey, so I'm going to walk up in here. And then he acts the scene out.
Which I kind of like, because not that you have to pay attention less, but then it's not like you have to learn who each person is and the role. He's like, this is this person. She's the head of the chief of operations.
Right.
This is the VP. This is the secretary or whoever. And I'm trying to get his job because he's a fucking idiot and, you know, whatever.
But the good thing about it is they never, ever repeat the fourth wall. Like, once they've introduced you to a guy, I don't remember in the two and a half seasons that I watch of Kevin Spacey ever doing a reset of that person.
No. It's funny how we quit like right at the same time.
I know.
Because I got to about, I think, somewhere in season three, and I just dropped off.
I think I was like season three, episode two.
It was something like that for me too. And I don't know why.
And it wasn't like I was like fully into it. And then I don't know if... It might have been during my troubles. You know, when did it run? Alexa, when did the House of Cards run?
It's 10 years
House
old.
Of Cards ran from 2013 through 2018.
Yeah.
So, over the course of the show, there were six seasons. And
I know, I got it. But like, I remember the, honestly, for the first three seasons, my life was not, didn't get blown up. Like, is my life blown up?
Mm-hmm.
16, 17, 18, that's when I was in the fucking absolute thick of fuckness. That's why I just couldn't set the amount of time, because I was dealing with lawyers and getting fired and sex tapes and fucking trials.
I think
and
for
like
me, it was I started working more at night because of radio, and then I had that that punch out deal. And I think after that, I just didn't return to it for some reason.
Did that punch up deal fuck you up?
And I'm
talking to you as like kind of a, like a sister girlfriend.
Yeah,
friend.
It was really fucking dangerous, and I shouldn't have done it.
You know,
it's really SBK's fault.
And you know,
no, it's not. It's mine.
I wish you would have sued them.
Yeah, I know.
I think the window of opportunity is probably over now.
Yeah,
but
I think
when we tried to talk to you, you still had a small window, and I can remember now. And I'm not trying to make you upset or nothing, but I can remember Kevin calling me, and you know, Kevin doesn't just call to chit chat.
Yeah, no,
he has some type of agenda, and he, you know,
sometimes he does call to chit chat.
Not a lot.
Okay.
And so he calls me. It was after that show where we had played the video and went all through it, and how egregious it was, and how they, and I'm not trying to bring back bad memories. So,
I know.
And so please don't think that.
Yeah.
But, and it was, listen, from an outside perspective person looking as eyes of a potential jury tried by the right, really good attorney like Kevin, presented the way Kevin would present you, and then just the blatant signs of disregard that they didn't care for your well-being, and they didn't give a fuck that you were outweighed, and they didn't, and there was all types of signs of PTSD and head trauma, and you know, you were sick, and I mean, there was just all types of red flags that they really, really, really mishandled. And like, it was a and so Kevin calls me up and says, Baba, I'm not going to push her, and I don't think you should push her. Like, I think it's a dead issue, and the more we push potentially the matter, she potentially, I think we're going to end up upsetting her.
Yeah.
I think it's a very bad memory for her, and she just wants it to go away, and I respect that. And that's what we'll do.
But
if I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to bug her about it, and I don't tell her this, but it's a $15 million write a check right now settlement suit all day. All day. And I'm like, and I think I did mention that. I think I did have a brief conversation with you, and you still were just like, fuck it, I don't want to deal with it, I think. Do you ever remember me having that?
I don't
that
think you said 15 million. I don't think that number was ever thrown my way. I think it was more of the in the hundreds of thousands.
Maybe it was 1.5 million.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah. Maybe that would have changed my tune a little bit to 15 million. But here's the thing. Like, I agreed to it. I felt like an idiot for doing it. It wasn't smart. But at the end of the day, you know, I fucking agreed to do it, and I could have backed out at any
second. Yeah, and then when you did back out and you were done, they put you back to fucking get even.
Oh, I would have been fired.
No, but what I'm saying is...
I mean,
is,
they didn't say that, but I would have been fired.
Okay, but you know when they... You know when they oh, Zoinksville, they drew it. Oh, it's a draw, right? When clearly it was not a draw. Clearly she had killed you.
Yeah,
it was not a draw. It would have been scored, you know, fucking 100 to 0.
Oh, yeah, no, it was. And again, I was outweighed by like fucking 50 pounds.
And by the way, I'd love for you to get a hold of her in today's world. Put the and get on the mat because you'd fucking...
Honestly, I wouldn't because she's even fatter now, so...
No, but I'm just saying, like, just straight jujitsu, you'd kill her. She has no idea.
I mean, she could honestly probably sit on me and I'd be fucked.
No,
but
I don't think she's getting big. You'd catch
her. She's getting boofy.
You would catch her so fucking fast and just something stupid.
If I could get her in a choke, then yeah.
If you guys could start on your knees jujitsu, just your hand game and your gi game, you'd have that bitch choke. You can choke a fat bitch out like you can a small bitch.
That's true.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, after she clearly fucking pummeled you and overweighed you by 50-some pounds, mm-hmm. they're like, oh no, it's a tie. Let's make this poor fucking 120-pound girl go through another 3 minutes of getting her fucking brains knocked in. Really?
Because
it wasn't a tie.
Yeah.
Not even fucking close.
Yeah.
Stupid fucks. You know what you should have did? You should have laid that Trump card down when Keith Lawless was firing you, saying, that's great, Keith. Fire me all you want.
Yeah.
But you'll be hearing from my attorneys about how you fucking gave me PTSD and a concussion and battered me against my will. And I was checked out by some stupid fuck and told not to lay down because I was concussed.
Yeah, that was fucking bullshit.
You were actually told. You were told mm-hmm. by a doctor that you were concussed and that you needed, and somebody needed to watch you the rest of the day.
And then walked away.
They fully admitted, management fully admitted that you were concussed.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even check on you.
Mm-mm.
Cha-ching, write that fucking check, bitches.
Yeah.
I think this Anna, the one we have now, we could have talked into maybe doing something. The old uptight Anna, I just want to fucking do my job, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Again, it was Blitz's dick that broke that seal.
Sure was.
Blitz's dick, if he could have been half of 1.5, he would have said, bitch, we're trying this. Telling you that right now, I can get a new four-wheeler and some guns. If you won $1.5 million, would you buy Blitz some new guns and a four-wheeler?
Absolutely.
Would you?
I'd probably just give him some money and he can do whatever the fuck he wants with it.
How much? You got 1.5. Kevin takes, let's say Kevin takes a cool, you get $1 million. You got $1 million clean.
To play with.
You got $1 million clean. What do you slice off Blitz K?
I'd give my dad probably a lot of it.
I'd give my dad 250.
I'd probably give my dad that.
And then you got more. 500 to deal with. Then you give your mom 100. That gives you, now you're down to 4, and then you give Blitz like $1.50. That gives you down to like, now you're down to 250. Now you got $250,000. What do you fucking need? Nothing.
Well, I think what we would do when the time would be right is like...
Get married.
Put a down payment on a house. No, not get married. Get a house.
You guys will live together before you're married.
Well, again, marriage is not important to me right now.
Has there been talks of marriage? Man, we're really getting into some brass tacks here at this fucking flapping.
I thought you had
deal.
To get going. You had shit to do.
This is some really good content. This
right.
Do you remember I'm trying to give these dirty podcasters the exclusive real good
sure.
shit? Joseph Barnhill, $10 in the Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at the Bubba Army. Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah, we've discussed it. I've asked him if it's important to him.
What,
I think it's more important to him than it is to me.
What was his answer?
But I don't think it's something that he... you know, defiantly wants.
Would you guys have a big wedding or would you have like just a little elopeship willy?
Yeah, no way would we have a big wedding. Never. I will fucking... I love weddings so much because they're fun and they're parties that other people paid for.
Right.
And even though I may have to pay what, like, you know, $400 ticket to get to the wedding, fine, whatever. That's not 50 fucking grand.
No.
So, yeah, no, I love going to weddings because I'm never going to fucking have a big wedding because it's a waste of money.
It really is.
But I will go and eat that fucking free meal and that open bar, rape that open bar.
I will make that open bar my fucking bitch.
My fucking bitch. I'll be drinking bottles of wine.
Anal fuck that open
bottles.
Bar, won't I?
Anally rape that bottle of wine.
As soon as you hear the word open bar, man, your panties are off and you are fucking getting drunk.
I am fucking sprinting high knees to be first in line.
What's the first thing you order? What's your drink?
Oh, Pinot Grigio all day. No bubbles because it makes you bloated and you don't want to be bloated at the wedding.
Give me a Grigio.
Give me a Grealish, please.
So now, I could see you and Blitz having vodka soda. If you get married, like a really, really little get together, like with just friends and family.
Fuck,
like,
I don't even want to do that.
Oh, for real?
If we got married, I would want to just go somewhere and get fucking married. That's it.
Like, just,
I don't want to go to the courthouse. That's a bit clinical and like dry and cold. I would want to fucking go to a place, go to St. Bart's or some shit, go to Mykonos, go to Greece.
Have like a beachside villa and get married down
get
by the water.
Fucking married, and then now you're already on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Two birds. Now you're having a good time. You're in Santorini. You're at the Amalfi Coast. Fucking eating that food, fucking laying in the Mediterranean sun.
And the only money it cost was the money you're already going to spend on a badass vacation.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Absolutely. Right? That's what it's all. And then you save all that fucking money that you would have spent on centerpieces and other people's fucking food.
Right.
And you buy a house. Get a down payment on a house. And now it's not just 4 hours that you invested. Now this is like your whole life that you're invested in.
You got it down, bitch.
Yeah, weddings are such a waste of money.
Trust me, I know.
Such a waste. I mean, I think for you it was actually good, considering it did a lot for your career.
Mine was kind of a PR deal.
Yeah, and that's a bit different, in my opinion.
And when you're kind of a big-time star, and I'm not trying to put myself over, but at that point I was, you know, my star power was far more than it is now.
The Howard was there, and Hogan, and all these celebrities, I mean, that puts you on the map.
Then you kind of go over the top, like
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, you got to have the chocolate fountain. Yeah.
Sushi bar.
Yeah, you got to do
Just the liquor, I had an open bar.
Yeah.
And the liquor portion alone, the bar tab was $17,500.
Jesus.
The food was $50,000.
Gross.
And it was $70,000 all in. And then I did tip all the bartenders. I gave each bartender like $300 plus the money that they made. And so the bill was $67,000.
Where was the reception?
At Gulfport Casino, right on the water.
Okay.
And so my bill is $67,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
$67,000, $50,000 in food, $17,000 in drinking spirits. And I go to pay the bill. Frank Chevis, the guy that owns Salt Rock.
Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah, Frank Chevis says, come down to the Salt Rock next Tuesday. Bring your checkbook. I'll have it all itemized out and settled up for you. You know, we're not going to do it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Just come down. I know you're good for it. It's not like I'm a regular customer. I'm going to disappear.
Yeah.
So I go down on that Tuesday before the show. The show didn't start till 3. I got there like around 11. And we ate. He had like some crab legs and something in his office, and we were eating. And he goes, well, it came to about $67,000. Here's the itemization. I said, I don't need to see the itemization. Just tell me how much it is. I'll write you a check. I wrote him a check. $67,585, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
1 week later, it's returned to me, ripped up, and said, that's what friends do.
Oh, my God.
Ripped in half and says, that's what friends do.
That's fucking badass.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Woo!
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a Jewish person's wet dream right there.
Oh, my God, Anna. You're going down and masturbating at his office
100%,
every day.
Yeah.
Fucking... Yeah, and even Blitz, who's the most negative human being known to man, will tell you that I probably had one of the baddest ass weddings.
He says that.
Ever.
He says that.
Ever.
Yeah, yeah. But for normal people, it's a waste of fucking money.
No, for 95% of the world, it's a waste of fucking money.
And here's
money.
The thing, Bubs.
And you got it figured out. Like,
oh,
you,
I know.
And like the way you laid it out just now,
yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, I'm pretty pragmatic, I think. But here's the thing, is that even for like a rinky-dink wedding, like rinky-dink, it's like bare minimum $25,000.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Like a rinky-dink 4-hour wedding where it's like, it was all right. For $30,000, boom, gone.
Hold on. All right, borderline not all right. Like, all right, borderline shitty is 25, 30 grand.
Easy.
All day.
All day. Now I would say it's even more expensive. So if you want to go all out, I mean, if you're just got oodles of money, like fuck it, just ball out, whatever, fine. But honestly, it's a huge headache. seeing my friends plan these things for like a year in advance of just where is it going to be? What's this? This person's not happy. The mom's not happy. This person's going to be there. That person doesn't want this person. It's just so much drama and planning and just a headache and money. I'm like, hell no, we're going to fucking Greece. We get married on the beach and now we're in Europe for 2 weeks. Boom.
Perfect.
Yeah. See, I know what's up. It's just, it's not, it's also just not important to me. I know to a lot of women it is. It's like, it's a magical day. Who fucking cares?
Yeah. It's a magical day. I'll tell you what's more magical if I had $31,000 in my pocket right now, bitches.
Yeah, man.
Because you ate my steak, you ate my prime rib, you ate my fucking garden
and
salad.
And it goes by like so
and
fast.
You shit it out. And I could have had a house. Fuck it.
Right. And so many things can go wrong. Right?
Oh, hold on. There's more things that can go wrong than, and the more people you're going to potentially piss off than it is. I mean, like,
or just even if it rains and it's an outdoor thing. Like, I mean, it's the whole day's kind of fucked, you know? Like,
do you think you guys might get married one day? During
I wouldn't say that it's completely out of the question.
I think this show has 10 more years left in it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
That puts me at 66.
Yeah.
This far as a day-to-day show.
Yeah.
In 5 years, I'd like, or less, maybe three, I'd like to start working 4 days a week. I'd like to start.
When you say you or us. Okay. And all right.
Us. Yeah.
Okay.
And the building, the business be able to have continued to build various infrastructures, you know, our YouTube's X, our
what
Facebook.
Day are we taking off? Fridays?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You know, and you know, maybe start that way winding it down.
Okay.
And then, but like, do you think by the time this is all said and done, like where I'm like, I'm not doing a daily show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, you know, you guys are going to have jobs, mm-hmm. you know, I think you might. It's all going to be dependent on how big we can build this monster because this
and
monster.
How long you live.
Well, how long I live. But yeah, so, you know, it very well, I could even not, you know, come day to day and you guys still do it.
Right.
But that being said, do you think that you and Blitz would be potentially married by the time we wrap the show up?
Married? I mean, yeah. I hope we're still together. Married? It's certainly a possibility.
What's the sketch, the most sketch you two have gotten on breaking up? This last question of the day. I'm a natural question.
Sketch?
Like what's
closest
been,
that we've gotten what, to breaking up?
Yeah, like
I don't really feel like we've had any close calls.
Oh, there's gotta be. Like,
I mean, that's not to say that like I don't get upset over some things because I do, and sometimes it's you know valid. Sometimes it's me just being a sensitive bitch, but
usually probably the latter.
Yeah, usually probably the latter for sure. But I don't think any of those times have been. You know,
now, have you ever pissed him off so much you're like, holy shit, he might break up with me?
I'm actually pretty good at reading the room, and if he's a little bit in a testy mood, I tend to shut the fuck up. I don't. A lot of times, people, men and women, when they see the other person is bothered or irritated or whatever, they fucking go in further.
They press.
I back it up because I'm trying to preserve this relationship, not destroy it. So yeah. You know, I can tell when he's in a not a great mood.
When some bitches would double down, you back the fuck up.
Here's the thing, and I think this is the success I've also had in this show and getting along with the men in the show is just you know chiming in when I need to, but also knowing when to shut the fuck up. When you guys are talking about things I know nothing about, I don't fucking give my 2 cents. You guys start talking about cars, I'm not going to start throwing my 2 cents in. And if Dan's here and he starts talking about medicine, I'm not going to start talking about shit that I think I fucking know. Unless I'll ask Dan. I'll always do this. I'll always go, Dan, is this right? And I'll say something. I'll never just start coming out like, no, you're wrong. Because then it's like, he's the fucking doctor. He knows what's up.
Right.
Part of the game is knowing when to shut the hell up.
Hold on, but actually, I don't know if you remember this, Pat. I think it was just maybe yesterday or the day before. We were talking about something, I think maybe evolution versus creation or something like that, and you started to get off into something that he knew that you knew, like you're very up to speed on.
Yeah.
And he's like, he actually said, Anna knows more about this than me. I absolutely is like, wow, I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I like when a guy that is that, you know, let's all be honest, Dan's fucking brilliant.
Oh, no
doubt.
I mean,
he is brilliant.
Yeah.
And when that guy says, well, let me take a step back because old girl's got this. Mm-hmm. I may be kind of proud of you, to be honest.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was nice.
Did you catch that when he
said
that?
Oh, of course
that?
I did. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, Anna studied this. I'm like, yeah, I did. Thanks.
I loved that.
Yeah, it was great.
He's such a pimp.
He really is.
For, I mean,
My finger feels so... I was feeling it this morning and how flat it is, and I'm like, oh, so nice.
If I didn't have my dog.
Yeah.
Isn't it so cool? Like, a lot of people don't get...
We got VIP treatment.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. Yeah. Like, a lot of people that run through, like, maybe your dad... Or just the average person that works at an average job. And I'm not trying to say your dad works at an average job, but just the average guy.
Right.
That, you know, like literally we have a doctor on standby.
Mm-hmm.
We have lawyers on standby.
Yeah.
You know, there's just.
It's a level of security that makes you just feel real good.
Right, right. When we go to the doctor, we don't have to sit there and fill out the forms and wait for the nurse to call us and see if our insurance gets accepted. Dan just gets it done.
Yeah.
When we need legal advice or we get a ticket, we just give it to Kevin. He makes it go away.
Yeah. Or God. Just to get advice from these people about, like, what to do and how to handle shit.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I know Blitz isn't a lawyer, but he knows a lot about litigation.
Oh, that motherfucker knows a lot about everything.
Yeah. Well, I know, but especially about laws and what you can do, especially when it comes to, you know, guns and
blowing shit up,
right,
and being mad and being into drones,
right,
and
yeah, so
airplanes.
That's helpful. I ask a lot of questions, so it's good.
I think this has been good. I think we got some great insight.
I think we did, too.
And this is officially your and I's third show of the day. And I think that we should probably...
We're done. Okay, well, thanks for being a part of Flapping Gaps. And thanks to my dad for calling in. That was awesome.
I liked... I hope he knows that, you know, like when I do my food review and stuff, I do it because I like him.
Oh,
and
he knows.
And I'm trying to put him over, and I'm thankful for his, you know, accepting us. Who would have ever thought a 60-some-year-old, you know, school teacher from San Diego would actually be a fan of the show?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he knows you're a fan. You sent him a freaking ring.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, Anna.
Thank you, Bubs.
Bye now.